And the Lord smelled a sweet savour. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man. At the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. And he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night, and said to him, Behold, thou art but a dead man for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. We are all one man's sons. We are true men, thy servants are no spies. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn, and to restore every man's money into his sack, and to give them provision for the way, and thus did he unto them. And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when both they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. And it came to pass, when we came to the inn, that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, Fill the men's sacks with food as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. And we said, We cannot go down. If our youngest brother be with us, then will we go down. For we may not see the man's face, except our youngest brother be with us. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. And if one man's ox hurt another's, that he die, then they shall sell the live ox, and divide the money of it, and the dead ox also they shall divide. If a man shall cause a field or vineyard to be eaten, and shall put in his beast, and shall feed in another man's field, of the best of his own field, and of the best of his own vineyard, shall he make restitution. If a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and if it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall he make any other like it after the composition of it. It is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. And the priest that offereth any man's burnt offering, even the priest, shall have to himself the skin of the burnt offering which he hath offered. And if any man's seed of copulation go out from him, then he shall wash all his flesh in water, and be unclean until the even. And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. And every man's hallowed things shall be his. Whatsoever any man giveth the priest, it shall be his. Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, If any man's wife go aside, and commit a trespass against him, speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod, according to the house of their fathers, of all their princes, according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name upon his rod. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod, whom I shall choose, shall blossom. And I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. And ye shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families. And to the more ye shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer ye shall give the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falleth, according to the tribes of your fathers ye shall inherit. When thou shalt besiege a city a long time, in making war against it to take it, thou shalt not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them. For thou mayest eat of them, and thou shalt not cut them down, for the tree of the field is man's life, to employ them in the siege. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. No man shall take the nether or the upper millstone to pledge, for he taketh a man's life to pledge. And he divided the 300 men into 3 companies, And he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Bethshittah and Zerarath, and to the border of Abel-Meholah unto Tebeth. Then came the woman in the dawning of the day, and fell down at the door of the man's house where her lord was, till it was light. And her mother-in-law said unto her, Where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And they said, Thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand. And Saul and all the people that were with him assembled themselves, and they came to the battle. And behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, and there was a very great discomfiture. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And there came a traveller unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd, to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb, and dressed it for the man that was come to him. Nevertheless a lad saw them, and told Absalom. But they went both of them away quickly, and came to a man's house in Bahurim, which had a well in his court, whither they went down. And Absalom made Amasa captain of the host instead of Joab, which Amasa was a man's son, whose name was Ithra, an Israelite, that went in to Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister to Zeruiah, Joab's mother. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And Jehoash said to the priests, All the money of the dedicated things that is brought into the house of the Lord, even the money of every one that passeth the account, the money that every man is set at, and all the money that cometh into any man's heart to bring into the house of the Lord. And he brought all the priests out of the cities of Judah, and defiled the high places where the priests had burned incense, from Geba to Beersheba, and brake down the high places of the gates that were in the entering in of the gate of Joshua the governor of the city, which were on a man's left hand at the gate of the city. And he burnt the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and every great man's house burnt he with fire. And the drinking was according to the law. None did compel, for so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house, that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Are thy days as the days of man? Are thy years as man's days, that thou let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person, neither let me give flattering titles unto man, wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as an high wall in his own conceit. A man's gift maketh room for him, and bringeth him before great men. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from the Lord. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness, and I myself perceived also that one event happeneth to them all. Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. Then said I, Wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. Moreover, the Lord said unto me, Take thee a great roll, and write in it with a man's pen concerning Mahersilalhasbaz. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt. They say, If a man put away his wife, and she go from him and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers. Yet return again to me, saith the Lord. And the burden of the Lord shall ye mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden. For ye have perverted the words of the living God, of the Lord of hosts our God. Then he said unto me, Lo, I have given thee cow's dung for man's dung, and thou shalt prepare thy bread therewith. And there appeared in the cherubims the form of a man's hand under their wings. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. And the passengers that pass through the land, when any seeth a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon-Gog. And behold, a wall on the outside of the house round about, and in the man's hand a measuring reed of 6 cubits long by the cubit, and an hand breadth. So he measured the breadth of the building, 1 reed, and the height, 1 reed. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let 7 times pass over him. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand, and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Uli, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. And a man's uncle shall take him up, and he that burneth him to bring out the bones out of the house, and shall say unto him that is by the sides of the house, Is there yet any with thee? And he shall say, No. Then shall he say, Hold thy tongue, for we may not make mention of the name of the Lord. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house, and a man's foe shall be they of his own household. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? Into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Verily I say unto you, Master, Moses wrote unto us, If a man's brother die and leave his wife behind him and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife, and raise up seed unto his brother. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. And he said unto them, Take heed, and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own, bring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table? Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Master, Moses wrote unto us, If any man's brother die having a wife, and he die without children, that his brother should take his wife, and raise up seed unto his brother. Then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. Did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us, him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. The Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he said, Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. Forasmuch then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold, or silver, or stone, graven by art and man's device. And he departed thence, and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshipped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. I have coveted no man's silver, or gold, or apparel. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But of these who seem to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me. God accepteth no man's person, for they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. And if he call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, but was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet.